The near sacrifice of Isaac, or the binding of Isaac, as it is also known, is one of the most troubling passages in all of Holy Scripture. Probably as much ink has been spilt about this particular passage as any ever. Its connections to the crucifixion of Jesus are obvious and even more troubling. What I'd like to share with you is simply a reflection, a different angle, perhaps, on the binding of Isaac. Binding of Isaac as a rite of passage, a midrash. Boy, go get the wood. Get my knife. Load the wood on the donkey. Tell servant it's time to go. They walked in silence, but the boy knew something was up, and he was at the center of it. And he did not know why. He walked behind the man, behind the donkey, behind servant, a position he knew well. He was used to being in the back, off to the side, leaning in, listening to them talk about the big things. And when they were together, he watched them, looked at the tools of their trade, spade, whip, knife, and for some, sword. He knew that part of what they decided was what lives and what dies. So he watched and listened closely. He walked behind the man, behind the donkey, behind servant, listening. He heard the word sacrifice, so he looked for the offering. He wouldn't ask until he was more afraid. Where is the lamb? They got closer, and the man grew more somber. Stay here, the man said to servant. Boy and I will go. Boy, get the wood, get my knife, leave the donkey. So the boy's heart beat faster. Finally, fear leapt out. Father, where is the lamb? The man looked long, looked deep. Something big was happening. God will provide, the man said, and looked away. Dig here, boy, hold the end of this. They labored together in silence, building calluses, drawing blood. There was always blood. Come here, boy. The boy obeyed, but widened-eyed, terrified. There was no lamb. The man bound the boy, laid him on the altar, raised the knife. The man was deciding what lived and what died. Tears flowed from man and from boy. The knife came down, pierced the breast, blood flowed, but then it stopped. The knife went no further. The man seemed to turn his head, listening, longing. Of movement to the side, the boy could not see. The man stepped away. The boy lay bound, terrified, bleeding. There was always blood. The man stepped back, untied the boy. Get the ram, boy. Bring him here. The man handed the knife to the boy. Kill him. The boy takes the knife. The knife comes down, pierces the breast, blood flows. This time it does not stop. The lamb dies. The man prayed, wept. The boy leapt. It would be later when he would pray, when he would be the one who turned his head, listening, longing. It would be later when he would decide what lived and what died. But today, he walked beside the man, beside servant, leading the donkey.